Introduction to Astrophysics by Carol, Bradley W., Dale A., Ostley. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Introduction to Astrophysics by Carol, Bradley W., Dale A., Ostley is an introductory textbook on astrophysics. It provides an overview of the field, from the basics of stellar structure and evolution to the most recent developments in cosmology. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the basics of astronomy, including the structure of the universe, the properties of stars, and the formation of galaxies. Part 2 focuses on the physics of stars, including stellar structure and evolution, stellar atmospheres, and stellar nucleosynthesis. Part 3 covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the interstellar medium, star formation, and the interstellar environment. Finally, Part 4 covers cosmology, including the Big Bang, dark matter and dark energy, and the evolution of the universe. Throughout the book, the authors provide numerous examples and illustrations to help readers understand the concepts. The book also includes a comprehensive glossary of terms and a list of references for further reading. Introduction to Astrophysics is an ideal textbook for undergraduate students taking courses in astrophysics. It provides a comprehensive overview of the field, from the basics of stellar structure and evolution to the most recent developments in cosmology. The authors provide numerous examples and illustrations to help readers understand the concepts, and the book includes a comprehensive glossary of terms and a list of references for further reading. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about astrophysics. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Introduction to Astrophysics. This book provides an introduction to the field of astrophysics, covering topics such as the structure of the universe, the formation of stars and galaxies, and the evolution of the universe. It also provides an overview of the tools and techniques used to study the universe. Main idea number 2. The solar system. This book covers the structure and composition of the solar system, including the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. It also discusses the formation of the solar system and the evolution of the planets. Main idea number 3. Stars. This book covers the structure and composition of stars, including their formation, evolution, and death. It also discusses the different types of stars and their properties. Main idea number 4. Galaxies. This book covers the structure and composition of galaxies, including their formation, evolution, and interactions. It also discusses the different types of galaxies and their properties. Main idea number 5. Cosmology. This book covers the structure and composition of the universe, including its origin, evolution, and fate. It also discusses the different theories of cosmology and their implications. Main idea number 6. Dark matter and dark energy. This book covers the structure and composition of dark matter and dark energy, including their properties and implications. It also discusses the different theories of dark matter and dark energy and their implications. Main idea number 7. The Big Bang. This book covers the structure and composition of the Big Bang, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of the Big Bang and their implications. Main idea number 8. The Early Universe. This book covers the structure and composition of the early universe, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of the early universe and their implications. Main idea number 9. The Cosmic Microwave Background. This book covers the structure and composition of the cosmic microwave background, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of the cosmic microwave background and their implications. Main idea number 10. Gravitational waves. This book covers the structure and composition of gravitational waves, including their properties and implications. It also discusses the different theories of gravitational waves and their implications. Main idea number 11. Black holes. This book covers the structure and composition of black holes, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of black holes and their implications. Main idea number 12. Neutron stars and pulsars. This book covers the structure and composition of neutron stars and pulsars, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of neutron stars and pulsars and their implications. Main idea number 13. Supernovae. This book covers the structure and composition of supernovae, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of supernovae and their implications. Main idea number 14. Gamma ray bursts. This book covers the structure and composition of gamma ray bursts, including their origin, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different theories of gamma ray bursts and their implications. Main idea number 15. High-energy astrophysics. This book covers the structure and composition of high-energy astrophysics, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of high-energy astrophysics and their implications. Main idea number 16. Extrasolar planets. This book covers the structure and composition of extrasolar planets, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of extrasolar planets and their implications. Main idea number 17. Astrobiology. This book covers the structure and composition of astrobiology, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of astrobiology and their implications. Main idea number 18. Interstellar medium. This book covers the structure and composition of the interstellar medium, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of the interstellar medium and their implications. Main idea number 19. Instrumentation. This book covers the structure and composition of instrumentation used in astrophysics, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different types of instrumentation and their implications. Main idea number 20. Computational astrophysics. This book covers the structure and composition of computational astrophysics, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of computational astrophysics and their implications. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Introduction to Astrophysics is an ideal book for those looking to gain a comprehensive understanding of the field of astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the structure of the universe to the formation of stars and galaxies, and the evolution of the universe. It also provides an overview of the tools and techniques used to study the universe. The book is written in an accessible style, making it suitable for both beginners and experienced readers. It is also filled with illustrations and diagrams to help readers visualize the concepts discussed. The book begins with an overview of the universe, discussing its structure, composition, and evolution. It then moves on to discuss the formation of stars and galaxies, and the various processes that govern their evolution. It also covers topics such as black holes, neutron stars, and the Big Bang. The book also provides an introduction to the tools and techniques used to study the universe, such as telescopes, spectroscopy, and radio astronomy. Finally, the book discusses the current state of astrophysics and the future of the field. Introduction to Astrophysics is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the universe. It provides a comprehensive overview of the field, and is written in an accessible style that makes it suitable for both beginners and experienced readers. With its illustrations and diagrams, it is an ideal book for those looking to gain a better understanding of the universe. Main idea number 2. The solar system is an awe-inspiring collection of planets, moons, asteroids, and comets that orbit our sun. This book provides an introduction to the structure and composition of the solar system, as well as its formation and evolution. We will explore the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets that make up the solar system, and discuss the forces that shape them. We will also look at the history of our solar system, from its formation to its current state. Finally, we will examine the current and future exploration of the solar system, and the potential for discovering new worlds. We will begin by looking at the structure of the solar system, including the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. We will discuss the composition of these objects, and how they interact with each other. We will also explore the forces that shape the solar system, such as gravity, radiation, and magnetism. We will then look at the formation of the solar system, and how it has evolved over time. Next, we will examine the history of the solar system, from its formation to its current state. We will discuss the formation of the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets, and how they have changed over time. We will also look at the current exploration of the solar system, and the potential for discovering new worlds. Finally, we will discuss the future of the solar system, and the potential for further exploration. Main idea number 3. Stars are the most fundamental building blocks of the universe. They are the source of light and heat, and they are the sites of the most powerful and energetic processes in the cosmos. In this book, we will explore the structure and composition of stars, including their formation, evolution, and death. We will discuss the different types of stars and their properties, such as mass, luminosity, temperature, and chemical composition. We will also explore the processes that drive stellar evolution, such as nuclear fusion, mass loss, and stellar collisions. Finally, we will discuss the role of stars in the formation of galaxies and the evolution of the universe. This book is intended to provide an introduction to the field of astrophysics, and it is suitable for students with a basic understanding of physics and mathematics. We will begin by discussing the basic principles of stellar structure and evolution, and then move on to more advanced topics such as stellar atmospheres, stellar populations, and stellar nucleosynthesis. Throughout the book, we will use examples from recent astronomical observations to illustrate the concepts we are discussing. By the end of the book, you will have a good understanding of the physics of stars and their role in the universe. Main idea number 4. Galaxies are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are vast collections of stars, gas, and dust, held together by gravity and spanning millions of light years across. Galaxies come in a variety of shapes and sizes, from the small and faint dwarf galaxies to the giant elliptical galaxies. They also come in different types, such as spiral, barred spiral, and elliptical galaxies. This book covers the structure and composition of galaxies, including their formation, evolution, and interactions. It also discusses the different types of galaxies and their properties. It explains the physical processes that govern the formation and evolution of galaxies, such as star formation, gas dynamics, and dark matter. It also covers the observational techniques used to study galaxies, such as spectroscopy, photometry, and imaging. Finally, it discusses the role of galaxies in the larger universe, including their role in the formation of large-scale structure and the evolution of the universe. Main idea number 5. Cosmology is the study of the universe as a whole, from its origin to its evolution and eventual fate. It is a field of science that seeks to understand the physical laws that govern the universe, and to explain the structure and composition of the universe. Cosmology is closely related to astronomy, but it goes beyond the study of individual stars and galaxies to encompass the entire universe. It is a field of study that has been around for centuries, but has seen a resurgence in recent years due to advances in technology and the development of new theories. The book Introduction to Astrophysics by Carroll, Bradley W., Dale A., Ostley covers the fundamentals of cosmology, including the different theories of cosmology and their implications. It discusses the structure and composition of the universe, including its origin, evolution, and fate. It also covers topics such as dark matter, dark energy, and the Big Bang Theory. The book provides an overview of the current state of cosmology and its implications for our understanding of the universe. Cosmology is an ever-evolving field of study, and this book provides an excellent introduction to the subject. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the structure and composition of the universe, and the theories that explain its origin, evolution, and fate. Main idea number 6. Dark matter and dark energy are two of the most mysterious and enigmatic components of the universe. Dark matter is an invisible form of matter that makes up most of the mass of the universe, while dark energy is an unknown form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. Despite their mysterious nature, dark matter and dark energy are believed to be the two most important components of the universe, and understanding them is essential to understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. This book covers the structure and composition of dark matter and dark energy, including their properties and implications. It also discusses the different theories of dark matter and dark energy and their implications. Topics such as the nature of dark matter and dark energy, the evidence for their existence, and the implications of their presence are discussed in detail. Additionally, the book covers the latest research and developments in the field, including the latest observations and experiments. This book is an essential resource for anyone interested in learning more about dark matter and dark energy. It provides a comprehensive overview of the subject, from the basics to the latest research and developments. It is an invaluable resource for students, researchers, and anyone interested in understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 7. The Big Bang is the most widely accepted theory of the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began from a single, infinitely dense point, or singularity, and has been expanding ever since. This book covers the structure and composition of the Big Bang, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of the Big Bang and their implications. The Big Bang theory is based on observations of the universe, such as the redshift of distant galaxies and the cosmic microwave background radiation. It is also supported by mathematical models of the universe, such as the Friedmann-Lemaître-Robertson-Walker metric. This book explains the evidence for the Big Bang and the mathematical models used to support it. The book also covers the implications of the Big Bang theory. It discusses the implications for the structure and composition of the universe, including the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets. It also discusses the implications for the evolution of the universe, including the expansion of the universe and the eventual fate of the universe. This book is an essential resource for anyone interested in understanding the Big Bang and its implications. It provides a comprehensive overview of the Big Bang theory and its implications, and is an invaluable resource for students and researchers alike. Main idea number 8. The early universe is a fascinating topic that has captivated scientists and laypeople alike for centuries. This book provides an in-depth exploration of the structure and composition of the early universe, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It examines the different theories of the early universe, such as the Big Bang, inflation, and the cyclic universe, and their implications for our current understanding of the universe. It also covers the observational evidence for the early universe, including the cosmic microwave background, the abundance of light elements, and the large-scale structure of the universe. Finally, it discusses the implications of the early universe for cosmology, including the nature of dark matter and dark energy, the origin of structure in the universe, and the ultimate fate of the universe. Main idea number 9. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a relic of the early universe, providing us with a snapshot of the universe at a time when it was only 380,000 years old. It is the oldest light in the universe, and its discovery in 1965 revolutionized our understanding of the universe. The CMB is a faint, uniform glow of microwave radiation that fills the entire sky. It is the most distant object that can be seen with the naked eye, and its temperature is only 2.7 degrees above absolute zero. This book covers the structure and composition of the cosmic microwave background, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of the cosmic microwave background and their implications. It examines the evidence for the Big Bang theory, the inflationary universe, and the dark energy hypothesis. It also looks at the implications of the CMB for cosmology, including the age, geometry, and composition of the universe. Finally, it explores the potential of the CMB for probing the physics of the early universe and for testing theories of gravity and dark matter. This book is an essential resource for anyone interested in the cosmic microwave background and its implications for cosmology. It provides a comprehensive overview of the CMB and its implications for our understanding of the universe. It is an invaluable resource for students, researchers, and professionals in the fields of astrophysics, cosmology, and particle physics. Main idea number 10. Gravitational waves are ripples in the fabric of space-time that are created by the acceleration of massive objects. They are a consequence of Einstein's theory of general relativity, which states that gravity is a result of the curvature of space-time. Gravitational waves are generated by the acceleration of massive objects, such as black holes, neutron stars, and supernovae. They travel at the speed of light and can be detected by measuring the tiny distortions they cause in the fabric of space-time. This book covers the structure and composition of gravitational waves, including their properties and implications. It also discusses the different theories of gravitational waves and their implications. It explains the various methods used to detect gravitational waves, such as laser interferometry and pulsar timing. It also covers the implications of gravitational waves for cosmology, astrophysics, and particle physics. Finally, it discusses the potential applications of gravitational waves, such as testing the limits of general relativity and searching for evidence of extradimensional spacetime. Main idea number 11. Black holes are some of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe. They are regions of space where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. Black holes form when a massive star runs out of fuel and collapses under its own gravity. The resulting object is so dense that its gravity is strong enough to trap light and other forms of radiation. This book covers the structure and composition of black holes, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of black holes and their implications. For example, it explains how black holes can be used to study the structure of the universe, and how they can be used to probe the physics of extreme gravity. It also covers the observational evidence for black holes, and the theoretical models used to explain them. The book also covers the effects of black holes on their environment, such as the production of jets and other high-energy phenomena. It also discusses the possibility of detecting black holes through gravitational waves, and the implications of this for our understanding of the universe. Finally, it covers the potential for using black holes as a source of energy, and the implications of this for our future. Main idea number 12. Neutron stars and pulsars are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are incredibly dense, compact objects that are formed when a massive star runs out of fuel and collapses under its own gravity. Neutron stars and pulsars are composed primarily of neutrons, hence their name. They are incredibly dense, with a mass of up to twice that of the Sun, but a radius of only about 10 kilometers. This makes them some of the densest objects in the universe. Neutron stars and pulsars are formed when a massive star runs out of fuel and collapses under its own gravity. The collapse is so powerful that the electrons and protons in the star are forced together to form neutrons. This process is known as neutronization. The resulting neutron star is incredibly dense and is held together by its own gravity. It is also incredibly hot, with temperatures reaching up to 1 billion degrees Celsius. Neutron stars and pulsars can also be classified according to their rotation rate. Pulsars are neutron stars that rotate rapidly, emitting beams of radiation that sweep across the sky like a lighthouse. These beams of radiation are detected as pulses of energy, hence the name pulsar. Neutron stars that do not emit pulses of radiation are known as rotating neutron stars. These objects are much less common than pulsars, but they are still important for understanding the physics of neutron stars. This book covers the structure and composition of neutron stars and pulsars, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of neutron stars and pulsars and their implications. It provides an overview of the physics of neutron stars and pulsars, including their magnetic fields, radiation, and interactions with matter. Finally, it explores the potential applications of neutron stars and pulsars, such as their use in gravitational wave detection and as probes of the extreme physics of the universe. Main idea number 13. Supernovae are some of the most powerful and spectacular events in the universe. They are the explosive death throes of massive stars, releasing huge amounts of energy and material into the interstellar medium. Supernovae are responsible for the production of many of the elements that make up the universe, and their remnants are often the sites of new star formation. This book provides an introduction to the structure and composition of supernovae, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of supernovae and their implications. Topics covered include the physics of supernovae, the observational characteristics of supernovae, and the role of supernovae in the evolution of galaxies. The book also explores the implications of supernovae for cosmology, including the origin of the elements and the role of supernovae in the formation of the universe. The book is designed to provide a comprehensive overview of supernovae for students and researchers in astronomy and astrophysics. It is written in an accessible style, with numerous illustrations and diagrams to help explain the concepts. The book also includes a glossary of terms and a list of references for further reading. With its comprehensive coverage of the subject, Introduction to Astrophysics is an essential resource for anyone interested in learning more about supernovae and their role in the universe. Main idea number 14. Gamma-ray bursts, GRBs, are some of the most energetic and mysterious events in the universe. They are brief flashes of gamma-ray radiation that can last anywhere from a few milliseconds to several minutes. GRBs are thought to be caused by the collapse of massive stars, the merging of two neutron stars, or the accretion of matter onto a black hole. Despite their brief duration, GRBs can release more energy than the Sun does in its entire lifetime. This book provides an introduction to the structure and composition of GRBs, including their origin, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different theories of GRBs and their implications. Topics covered include the physical processes that produce GRBs, the observational evidence for GRBs, and the implications of GRBs for cosmology and astrophysics. The book also explores the potential applications of GRBs in astronomy, such as using them to probe the early universe and to study the structure of the interstellar medium. This book is an essential resource for anyone interested in learning more about GRBs and their implications for astrophysics. It provides a comprehensive overview of the subject, from the basics of GRB physics to the latest research findings. It is an invaluable resource for students, researchers, and professionals in the field of astrophysics. Main idea number 15. High-energy astrophysics is a field of study that focuses on the most energetic phenomena in the universe. It covers the structure and composition of high-energy astrophysical objects, such as black holes, neutron stars, and active galactic nuclei, as well as the processes that power them. It also examines the origin and evolution of these objects, and the implications of their existence. The book Introduction to Astrophysics by Carroll, Bradley W., Dale A. Ostley provides an overview of the different theories of high-energy astrophysics and their implications. It covers topics such as the formation of high-energy sources, the physics of accretion disks, and the emission of high-energy radiation. It also discusses the observational techniques used to study high-energy astrophysics, and the implications of the results. Finally, the book provides an overview of the current state of high-energy astrophysics and its future prospects. Main idea number 16. Extrasolar planets, also known as exoplanets, are planets that orbit stars outside of our own solar system. They are of great interest to astronomers, as they provide insight into the formation and evolution of planetary systems. This book provides an introduction to the structure and composition of extrasolar planets, including their formation, evolution, and properties. It also discusses the different types of extrasolar planets and their implications. The book begins by discussing the formation of extrasolar planets, including the various theories of how they form and the different types of planetary systems that can exist. It then examines the composition of extrasolar planets, including their atmospheres, interiors, and surfaces. It also looks at the different types of planets that can exist, such as gas giants, terrestrial planets, and ice giants. The book then explores the evolution of extrasolar planets, including the effects of stellar radiation, tidal forces, and other external influences. It also examines the properties of extrasolar planets, such as their mass, radius, and orbital parameters. Finally, it discusses the implications of extrasolar planets, including their potential for habitability and the possibility of detecting life on them. Introduction to Astrophysics provides a comprehensive overview of extrasolar planets, from their formation and composition to their evolution and properties. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about these fascinating worlds. Main idea number 17. Astrobiology is the study of the origin, evolution, and distribution of life in the universe. It is a multidisciplinary field that combines astronomy, biology, geology, and other sciences to explore the possibility of life beyond Earth. Astrobiology seeks to answer questions such as, how did life begin? How did it evolve? Is there life elsewhere in the universe? This book covers the structure and composition of astrobiology, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of astrobiology and their implications. Topics covered include the origin of life, the evolution of life on Earth, the search for extraterrestrial life, and the implications of astrobiology for our understanding of the universe. The book also examines the implications of astrobiology for our understanding of the origin and evolution of the universe, and for our understanding of the nature of life itself. The book provides an overview of the current state of astrobiology and its implications for our understanding of the universe. It also provides an introduction to the various theories and methods used in astrobiology, and explores the implications of astrobiology for our understanding of the origin and evolution of the universe. Finally, the book examines the implications of astrobiology for our understanding of the nature of life itself. Main idea number 18. The interstellar medium, ISM, is the material that exists between stars in a galaxy. It is composed of gas, dust, and cosmic rays, and is the source of the raw material for star formation. The ISM is an important component of the interstellar environment, and its structure and composition have implications for the evolution of galaxies. This book covers the structure and composition of the interstellar medium, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of the interstellar medium and their implications. Topics covered include the interstellar gas, dust, and cosmic rays, the interstellar radiation field, the interstellar magnetic field, and the interstellar chemistry. The book also covers the physical processes that shape the interstellar medium, such as shocks, turbulence, and star formation. Finally, the book discusses the implications of the interstellar medium for the evolution of galaxies, including the formation of stars, the interstellar medium's role in the interstellar environment, and the implications for galactic evolution. Main idea number 19. Instrumentation is an essential part of astrophysics, as it allows us to observe and measure the universe around us. This book provides an introduction to the structure and composition of instrumentation used in astrophysics, including its origin, evolution, and implications. It covers the different types of instrumentation, such as telescopes, spectrographs, and cameras, and their implications for astrophysical research. It also discusses the development of instrumentation over time, from the earliest telescopes to the most advanced instruments used today. Finally, it examines the implications of instrumentation for astrophysics, including its role in the discovery of new phenomena and its potential for furthering our understanding of the universe. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the instrumentation used in astrophysics. It provides a comprehensive overview of the different types of instrumentation, their history, and their implications for astrophysical research. It also offers insight into the development of instrumentation over time and its potential for furthering our understanding of the universe. With this book, readers will gain a better understanding of the instrumentation used in astrophysics and its implications for the field. Main idea number 20. Computational astrophysics is a rapidly growing field of study that seeks to understand the universe through the use of computer simulations. It is an interdisciplinary field that combines the principles of physics, mathematics, and computer science to simulate the behavior of astronomical objects and phenomena. Computational astrophysics is used to study the formation and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects, as well as the physical processes that govern them. It also provides insight into the structure and composition of the universe, and the effects of gravity, radiation, and other forces on the evolution of the universe. This book provides an introduction to the field of computational astrophysics, covering its origin, evolution, and implications. It also discusses the different theories of computational astrophysics and their implications. Topics covered include the numerical methods used to solve astrophysical problems, the use of computer simulations to study the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies, and the application of computational astrophysics to cosmology. The book also provides an overview of the current state of the field and its future prospects. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.